Some of the views expressed on the Mormon Channel are solely for the education and inspiration of our audience and may not represent the official position of the Church.
And now, another episode of Enduring It Well, presented by The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. In a moment, a life can change. All that was suddenly feels strangely different. Life isn't easy. It was never meant to be easy. It was meant to give us wisdom, even when life's lessons sometimes seem unbearable. Welcome to this week's edition of Enduring It Well with host W.A. Christensen. Our existence here, debated by philosophers, theologians, and the learned throughout time, is actually quite simple. One, to obtain a body of flesh and blood, and two, to learn faith through experience, having passed through a veil of forgetfulness. How we learn, the conditions that avail us that education, are as varied as the faces in a crowd, but the education of life comes to all who are born into this world. Why has our Heavenly Father gone to such great length to create this extraordinary laboratory of life? What lessons does He expect us to learn? Despite the differences of our many trials, there are common threads that weave the tapestry of adversity. What are those common threads, and what can we learn from the trials of others that allows us to gain the knowledge without fully experiencing the hardship? By faithfully enduring the trials of mortality, we gain the knowledge we were sent to obtain, we grow in our knowledge and convictions, and if we endure well, we become sanctified. In our extremities, we come to know God, a profound lesson with eternal ramifications. As Elder Neil A. Maxwell of the Quorum of the Twelve Apostles proclaimed just before his own death, "Righteous sorrow and suffering carves cavities in the soul that will later become reservoirs of joy." Welcome to this special review of Enduring It Well, Common Threads of Trial, with host W.A. Christensen.
As host of Enduring It Well, I've had the unique perspective of interviewing in this first year a wide variety of guests covering a wide variety of subjects. We have heard how diverse trials are, and likewise how varied the responses to such trials can be. Interviews in this first year have ranged from the trials of illness to the death of a child, a parent, a sibling, or spouse. We've heard of horrific accidents that have left our guests clinging to life, only to recover and find a new life with new challenges and new opportunities. I've interviewed people who had to come to terms with trials brought on by others through crime, war, or other selfish behaviors. In those interviews, we learned how forgiveness, gratitude, and the influence of the Holy Ghost allowed for recovery from heartbreak. There have been those afflicted with adversity so great and so frequent that one can't help but say, "When it rains, it pours." Others have been living relatively happy, normal lives, only to have their lives changed forever as trial literally comes out of the blue. In this first year of Enduring It Well, I have marveled at the strength of our guests, feeling their pain and gazing through tears in awe at the courage expressed by all. Church history and doctrine experts have shown us the strengths that Joseph Smith incorporated to swim his deep waters and flourish in his small moment. Physicians and scriptorians have illustrated the pain and suffering the Savior endured and suggested traits we can emulate to endure our own sufferings. We've heard heart-wrenching struggles from people of all walks of life, helping us to better walk our own paths with confidence and hope of a better day ahead. As varied and diverse as the subjects and guests have been on Enduring It Well to date, there are some patterns, some things common in the way our guests have triumphed over their adversity. Today's episode of Enduring It Well, Common Threads of Trial, takes a look back at this first year and compares some of the similar lessons learned. Needless to say, not all threads of adversity and trial can be explored in one single episode, just as not all paths to resolution are alike. Today's episode examines two threads, two concepts of the many reoccurring themes discussed on Enduring It Well, and looks at them closer: trust and perspective. I have found, both in my own life of serious challenges and trials, as well as sitting across the microphone from others who scaled their own Mount Everests of adversity, that trust is essential for a positive outcome in trial. I have said for 29 of the 30-plus years my wife and I have faced trial with our medically fragile children that trust is the greatest single lesson I have learned. I learned early on that trusting in Heavenly Father's wonderful plan for me and believing His wisdom in allowing my trials has given me the perspective to be able to take on anything that comes my way. I have heard a similar response from guests on Enduring It Well. Let's listen for a moment as guests explain their feelings about trust. When I think about trust, one of the first episodes that comes to mind is the episode Fighting Fear with Faith with Ed and Lois Smart. In that episode, the Smarts talked about the fear they faced in the abduction of their daughter Elizabeth. They came to the conclusion that they needed to simply trust in their Father in Heaven.
There are many hard things that happen to people. I mean, you know, we went through this difficult time, and people go through many very difficult times. But I think the Lord is always there, and that's what we absolutely have to know, is that He is there. He is there to help us. He is there to help us get through whatever it is that we face. We had no control over what happened. Certainly, in moving forward, we made the decisions and choices that we felt we needed to.
I think we were guided every step of the way on the things that we did.
Catherine Herod was traveling late one night with her husband, Kimball, and their children when a tire from a semi-truck crossed over the median and bounced into the driver's seat, killing Kimball. Immediately, the airbags deployed, rendering Catherine unconscious. When she came to, she looked around to see that the vehicle was still traveling at a very high speed. The children were all in the back seat, screaming because of the broken glass, open windows, and the terrifying scene that was unfolding. Catherine had to climb out of her seat and with her hands remove her husband's leg from the gas pedal to allow the vehicle to slow down. While she didn't know why such a trial had come to her, she trusted completely in her Father in Heaven's love and concern for her as she began to put their lives back together as a widow and mother of these small children.
God is good, and God is filled with love, and He has to allow some hard things to happen in our lives to shape us and mold us, and because we live in a fallen world, but He does not set us up for failure, and He provides gifts and blessings that allow us to get through these hard things. I've seen that loving kindness expressed in so many ways through the help of family and friends and neighbors, through guidance and inspiration that I've received through the Spirit. He really has poured out His blessings upon our family. And so I'm extraordinarily grateful that while He allowed this hard thing to happen, He is providing a way by sort of showering us at moments with His love and with those mercies that only He can give.
One of the many inspiring stories we did this year on Enduring It Well includes Belva Kent in an episode we called When It Rains, It Pours. Belva's daughter was abducted one night after a high school play. She seemed to disappear without a trace. A few years later, Belva's son was killed in a car accident, leaving a widow and small children. Belva's husband, unable to deal with his grief, left her. Soon, Belva was diagnosed with MS, and in the testing, they found that she also had a brain tumor. Her ex-husband had a heart attack and was taken to the hospital. The hospital wouldn't release him unless he had a place to go. So Belva took him into her home again, a process that rekindled their love, and they remarried. Belva and her family knew little about what had happened to their daughter. The night before his execution, serial killer Ted Bundy admitted to the murder of Belva's daughter. With multiple trials raining down all around her, Belva has always had a trust in her Father in Heaven.
I think that, you know, when we put faith in the Lord and know that we can trust Him, He will guide us through and help us survive, and He'll give us the strength and the ability to do many things that we need to do. And they'll give us the ability to those around us that are suffering and are in pain to help them to carry on. I love my Savior, and I know that He loves me. And even though He's given me many challenges, I know there's a reason for it. He's testing me and trying me, and I hope I'm passing that test.
As I think of the common threads of adversity that we've explored this year on Enduring It Well, my heart always turns to Jenny Wiscombe. Jenny had been diagnosed with an inoperable cancer that was in its final stages when I met her. She literally had months to live. In her episode, I Am Not Afraid, we discuss candidly the thoughts that one has as one faces one's own death. Jenny's cheerful attitude and complete trust in her Father in Heaven came through as we had such a serious discussion. Jenny's focus at the time of the interview was simply to be able to live long enough to see her son return home from his mission. As the result of the faith and prayers of countless others, Jenny was able to be there when her son returned home from his mission. In fact, Jenny lived for several months after that, recently passing away. When I think of Jenny Wiscombe, I think of trust, a complete trust in her Father in Heaven that allowed her to say, as she looked through death's door, "I am not afraid." I attended her funeral at her filled-to-capacity stake center, where hundreds of people she had influenced came to pay their last respects. Interestingly enough, one listener to Enduring It Well was so impressed with Jenny's testimony and her attitude that she began to ask more questions, had the missionaries come, and was baptized a member of The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints, all inspired by Jenny's sweet attitude as she faced the end of her mortality.
To be able to enjoy life, to have experiences, be they heartbreaking experiences or joyful, wonderful experiences. We learn through all of those. And those are the things that we are able to take with us. We're not able to take anything else with us. Just those things and those convictions of our hearts. Be strong and of a good courage, and be not afraid, neither be thou dismayed. For the Lord thy God is with thee, whithersoever thou goest. I know our Heavenly Father is with us, and He understands our struggles, that it's important for us to look for Him. It's important for us to look for those tender mercies that He places in our path to help us through these difficult times, because they are there. You need to look for them. You need to look for those evidences. I want to be remembered as someone who fiercely loved her children and loved her husband dearly. I want to be remembered as someone who knew the gospel and understood the love of our Heavenly Father. I want to have my children know that our Heavenly Father is mindful of each of us. He knows us. He knows our struggles. And He wants to help. I want that to be known, that I knew that.
One of the common yet profound lessons guests to Enduring It Well have expressed time and again is that they were forced to look at the bigger picture, the eternal perspective, while struggling for the moment. Seeing one's trials through an eternal lens allows us to prioritize and start anew, truly focusing on what really matters most. In the episode Bear Their Infirmities, Delane and Brendan Dayton talked about how devastating it was to get the news that Delane had breast cancer. One day, while sitting in the doctor's office, frustrated with the fact that she was in the doctor's office doing things that she didn't want to do, wishing that she could be back into her life taking care of her children, doing the things that she needed to do as a mother and a homemaker, and frustrated with the fact that it wasn't her plan, Delane came to the conclusion that she was trying to face this cancer on her terms, but realized that she had to face the cancer on her Father in Heaven's terms. Delane learned very quickly how important it is to keep an eternal perspective in trials.
There were glimpses where I was able to really focus on the eternal perspective, and then the day-to-day comes back all the time where you just forget to be working on being a better mother and a better wife and loving and serving and kind and all that, and you're just feeling lousy. And I continually have to remind myself and have some perspective of, okay, what's my purpose here and what am I facing for my future and eternally? It's hard, and it takes some constant reminders. I can testify that the Savior is very aware of us individually and will come to us in our time of need.
I recently interviewed Nancy Maxwell Anderson and her brother, Corey Maxwell, daughter and son of the late Elder Neil A. Maxwell of the Quorum of the Twelve Apostles. As we discussed the many wonderful writings that Elder Maxwell had given over the years, both through speeches, talks, and in his writings and books as an author, his unique perspective of the purpose of trials was quite clear. Elder Maxwell, talking of trials, said, "There's no reason to ask why." Nancy explained Elder Maxwell's perspective on the purpose of trials.
Just wanting her to be able to know her grandfather was very important to me. She had lost her other set of grandparents, so this would have been the only grandfather she knew. And of course, everything that was wonderful about Dad, the thought of that being gone was very hard. And yet, he had taught us so often that, you know, all these trials are part of the plan. And I know one thing that had really resonated with me is he said, you know, instead of asking why me, ask why not me, that these trials are supposed to come in our lives. So I didn't feel a lot of pity, just sorrow at the thought of his not being there.
Looking back, what gave your father his greatest strength and comfort during his small moment of leukemia?
I think he knew to his core that it was part of the plan. He had taught so much about enduring well and about submitting to the Lord's will. So I think it was something he kind of understood before he ever got there. And I think he said that when we take Jesus' yoke upon us, this admits us eventually to what Paul called a fellowship of Christ's sufferings. So he understood that it was part of the plan. Another favorite passage of Scripture for him was found in 1 Nephi 11:17, where it says, "I know that God loveth his children. Nevertheless, I do not know the meaning of all things." Knowing that his cancer was part of the plan and knowing that the Lord loved him was all he needed to know. Those two things were enough. And so I think that's what carried him through.
One quote that I came across as I was thinking about this, and as we think about his small moment, he said, "Righteous sorrow and suffering carves cavities in the soul that will later become reservoirs of joy." And I think that Dad was a source of joy for so many people, and I am just convinced and bear witness that as we try to handle our adversity well, that it will, for us, as I think it did for my dad, carve out cavities in our soul that the Lord will later fill with joy.
When I think of perspective, I can't help but think of Dr. Dale Hall in the episode One Step at a Time. Dr. Hall had been a successful OBGYN physician when his life suddenly changed when he broke his neck in a trampoline accident. Lying in the hospital that night, paralyzed from his neck down, he knew as well as anyone, being a physician, the severity of his injury. Recognizing that he was standing on a new plateau looking at a new life, Dr. Hall looked at his trial in this way.
I'm blessed to have the physical function that I have and the independence that I have. But I'm also blessed because of what I've learned. You know, I've learned an incredible amount in the last 11 years since my accident, to the point where if I were given the choice to be normal again, but I have to forget everything I've learned, I couldn't go back.
That's amazing to me.
It's amazing to me.
Can you imagine, can you go back and imagine that Dale Hull lying in that hospital bed when everyone else left
and it was dark, could you ever even imagine that you would say what you just said?
I can't even imagine that I say it now. And I just heard myself say it. But that's the way I feel. It's even surreal today. I just know that there is a divine nature to all of us, that we're not alone, and that God is active in our life much more than we imagine or realize. And and the blessing of adversity, which sounds paradoxical, is really given to us out of love.
Knowing the gentle, positive Dale that I know after the accident, one can see that he in fact took this adversity, this trial in his life, and found a way to become a better Dale. Speaking on perspective, Dr. Susan Easton Black shared with us Joseph Smith's understanding of trials in episode Joseph Smith, Perils Endured. Through a lifetime of studying and researching the prophet's life, Sister Black explained the perspective that Joseph Smith had that started at a young age, all through his life, a life of trial and adversity.
I think sometimes we are too much in the moment to not give it, stand back for a minute and put it in perspective. And so he'd say, well, example in my case, I should remember the years of wonderfulness with my husband and not take a single moment out of a day that reminds me of something and kind of thrusts me back into a sense of sorrow. So I do think it's perspective on how we look at life.
In Liberty Jail, the Lord spoke to Joseph Smith and explained to him the purpose of adversity and that it would be for his good, saying, "All these things shall give thee experience and be but for a small moment."
But sometimes when you're going through something, it doesn't necessarily feel like a small moment, and sometimes you wish your time was the Lord's time. But, you know, I think part of enduring for anyone is this... you know, there's got to be patience. I don't know if it can be contentment. I'm not convinced about that. But you can be patient and then try to know the Lord's will for your life.
How long was his small moment there in Liberty?
Well, his small moment was about 5 months.
Yeah.
And for some, you know, trials go on for years and years.
Right.
And obviously Joseph's persecution from youth on.
It wasn't just those 5 months. It literally started as a youth.
Right.
And right through to the end. In the course of this first year that I've hosted Enduring It Well, quotes and thoughts about adversity, about trials, quickly catch my attention. Ralph Waldo Emerson once said, "The wise man doesn't pray for deliverance from the raging storm, but prays for deliverance from the fear." Speaking of the strength of those who go through trials, another quote, which is attributed to no author in particular, simply says, quote, "Anyone can hold the helm when the sea is calm," end of quote. I love William Shakespeare's quote from his play As You Like It, where he simply says, "Sweet are the uses of adversity." For anyone struggling with the seemingly undaunting task of a trial or an adversity, I would direct them to a talk given in the October 2011 conference by Elder Quinton Cook of the Quorum of the 12 Apostles. It's an excellent talk on trials. He compares the trials we face with the horrible sinking of the Titanic. He talks about the importance of seeing our perspective through an eternal lens. He talks about the problems of pride and how pride can get in our way of our progression. He talks about the troubled waters that we face in all walks of our life and the fact that the refiner's fire is real.
He even illustrates the fact that the Lord is aware that multiple calamities can happen to any of us at any time, reminding us that the Savior outlined many of the trials that Joseph Smith was enduring as he was in Liberty Jail. I highly recommend this talk to anyone who's struggling. So as we finish these first 50-plus episodes of Enduring It Well and move forward now to the next set of interviews, I'd like to add some of my own lessons learned, both from personal experience as well as sitting across the microphone from such wonderfully inspiring people. As I said at the beginning of this episode, one of the greatest lessons I've learned is to trust in my Father in Heaven. I've learned the power of being positive, an attribute that came to me naturally in my own life, but I've watched as my own children have used it in their lives to not only lift themselves when they're down, but lift those around them. One of my favorite quotes from the Book of Mormon is a simple sentence that escaped me most of my life, but stands out clear now as I've spent 30 years in real trial. It's found in 2 Nephi 5:27 and reads, quote, "And it came to pass that we lived after the manner of happiness," end of quote. I believe strongly if we're built on the foundation of the reestablished or restored gospel of Jesus Christ, that we can weather anything that comes our way. I believe, even in our trials, that we can in fact live, as stated in 2 Nephi, after the manner of happiness. I love the scripture in Romans 15:13 that reads, "May the God of hope fill you with all joy and peace as you trust in Him, so that you may overflow with hope by the power of the Holy Ghost." May each of us in trial, or those of us who know others in trial, find our lives overflowing with hope by the power of the Holy Ghost. May we trust in our Father in Heaven and have joy and peace in that trust. My dear sweet daughter once said to a friend, who shared this quote with us several years after our daughter's death, quote, "Your smile is so beautiful, I wonder where it ends."
To hear full episodes of the shows sampled in today's episode, Common Threads of Trial, go to www.mormonchannel.org and select Programs. In Programs, click on Enduring It Well, where you will find the currently airing episode. Select the pull-down menu to find past episodes of Enduring It Well. You can also go to the iTunes Store, select Podcasts, and search Enduring It Well. Here, you can download any past episode of Enduring It Well to your computer, smartphone, iPad, or tablet on iTunes. Be sure to rate Enduring It Well and leave a comment. You've been listening to Enduring It Well with host W.A. Christensen on the Mormon Channel. We welcome your comments about today's show and other episodes. To share your comments, send an email through the Mormon Channel's Contact Us page. You can also follow us on Facebook and Twitter. If you or someone you know is facing a difficult trial, find comfort in knowing that this life has purpose and all things shall be for your good. Tune in next time to Enduring It Well to hear how good people with faith face difficult challenges with courage, conviction, and trust in a divine plan of happiness. Enduring It Well with host W.A. Christensen, the Mormon Channel's program of hope and peace, presented by The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints.